Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. Your game master is Chris Garvey.
Well, unfortunately, you sat facing the wall.
Cooney Guru is played by Bule Richardson.
It is understandable. You are not quite up for this task.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Let's start the investigation.
And Yogo Sojimo is played by Bren Thorson.
Kind of. I wasn't looking, I wasn't really paying attention. I don't know what I was doing.
Now, on with our show.
Let's start the investigation.
Where would you like to start this investigation?
Okay.
So we have the quartered room where the doorway was.
Mm-hmm.
The other room where I think Doji Mao was.
Where he was a cold corpse.
Yeah, he was a cold corpse. And then Doji Niku has been dead.
And these are Daidojis.
Daidoji. Yes, Daidoji.
Daidoji Katsu.
Daidoji Katsu was killed kind of in front of us.
Yep.
Kind of. I wasn't looking. I wasn't really paying attention. I don't know what I was doing. I only know this because I just edited that all this episode.
So we have three different locations to investigate. We do know that the portals were being done purposefully. And they were Maho.
And they said they didn't punch all the way through, so.
Or where they expected.
The portals were test runs, but the test runs weren't what they expected.
Right.
They weren't as successful as they wanted. So I would say that one of the things we need to look up on is probably check where that portal was. Right. See what resonance we can get. What spirits are still in the area. How many of them are tainted by Gakido? How many are tainted by the other areas?
So we pan wipe to the room, and Daidoji Sen's body is still there.
Poke it with a stick, no.
Again, the arms have been ripped off, the legs have been ripped off in different corners. Against one wall is the corpse, the torso and the head, and you can see that the rib cage has been crushed by what looks to be a very large footprint.
Since this is the first time that Cooney Guru has seen this, he's going over to actually inspect the body.
Actually, this wouldn't be the first time. You went to close the portal, which
yes,
is in the same room.
We just haven't had a chance.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to actually sit down and examine because
he went to close the portal. He didn't go to inspect the body.
No,
so
not
he's
yet.
Now going over and inspecting the body. Comparing it to the bodies he's seen from samurai that have died in the Shadowlands.
All right. Go ahead and give me a roll, and I forgot to set that out.
Air.
Yes.
Analyze, probably theology.
Yeah. Air theology sounds good.
And while I'm back here and I have the time, I'm going to take another look around, see if anything has changed since the last time we were here.
Are you going to give me a TN?
I'm going to say this is going to be a TN2.
Darn it. I think I'm going to keep...
What are your advantage? Your reroll advantage?
You talking about because of my school?
No. Your advantages.
Oh,
I'm just wondering if you could reroll two of those and see if you got something.
I got Drogen's Blessing.
No.
An ally and armament as my passion.
Yeah, never mind. That's not going to happen.
Oh. So once per round, when you make a check targeting or involving a tainted being, you may choose a number of your kept dice up to your score rank containing strife symbols. Set these aside. Yeah, set these aside. Or set each of these dice to a success result.
Yeah. Although this may not be a tainted being, it is something involving the taint, so I will allow it.
That should help.
Oh, yeah, because that keeps... So I can put it to any success. Well, I'm just going so I don't have the strife on it. And this one... Oh, look, I have two successes.
Oh, you're rank two now?
Oh, but actually... So, yeah... I'm on rank one. So I have two successes and a strife because I already had one success.
Yeah.
The footprint on the body is far too large to be human. So it looks more reminiscent of when you've seen Oni, but it's not quite the right shape of an Oni.
I'm thinking maybe of a ogre, which... Ogres are typically smaller than Oni, but definitely larger than humans, even larger than crab.
So there's something otherworldly about the footprint. And the fact that it crushed the entire ribcage, you would think there'd be some more blood splatter and stuff like that from your experience.
And the fact that he's drawn and quartered... Pretty much. I'm looking around at the blood. Is there as much blood as I would expect to see from a body that's been drawn and quartered that hasn't been drained?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell at this point because the creatures from Gakido had traveled through that room. And so there is filth on the floor. There is excess blood on the floor. Without a keened, trained eye, it would be very difficult.
Like mine?
Like that of the Kitsuki, yes.
Kitsuki-san, I can tell that this Daidoji was definitely drawn and quartered and then stepped on by what I'm going to call an ogre right now because I'm not positive. But I can't tell if all the blood that's here is enough to have come from the doji.
Let me see what I can find.
Or the daidoji, really. Doji, daidoji. The crane.
The crane.
Da crane.
Da bears.
No bear clan. Only otter.
Da boars.
Actually, I think there is a bear clan in the new canon.
If not, we can make it.
Yeah. They're kabuki actors.
Yeah, they're barely known.
Oh, these jokes are unbearable.
Bear with it.
So, Kuniguru stands back to let Kisuki Akira do his job.
Okay. Again, investigating the scene, seeing if there's enough blood and everything, not counting the... stuff from Gakigo.
All right. So I'm going to have you do an air medicine because you're more thinking about the blood.
Okay. Okay, so using precise memory and reroll.
Yep, you've seen the room before.
Okay, so using my school ability, I add that. So that's two successes, two strife, and two opportunity.
All right, what would you like to do with those opportunities?
Let's see what I can do.
So a couple different options. You can always use it to negate the strife, one-to-one.
I'm in air stance, so I'm going to notice an interesting detail within the scene.
All right. So within the room, the blood seems to have only pooled at the areas where if you drew a straight line from the body directly to the limb, that is only where the blood was. Okay. And there is no splatter from where the footprint would have stepped down. And also, you don't remember there being any bloody footprints in the room.
Huh.
The interesting detail that you glean from your advantages, or from your opportunities, is that you notice the edges around the footprint are similar to that of the handprint that you bear.
Huh. Kuni-san?
Yes?
What I think actually happened, somebody put their foot against him, against the wall, and pulled him apart from here, because these blood trails here are original. Plus also something interesting. Point around the footprint. Does this coloration look familiar?
So I'll look at where he's focusing, pointing.
Take a moment if he does not.
You'll remember that from the night before when you were in the bath, the handprint that you saw on Kitsuki Akira's chest is the same sort of marking as the footprint on the body.
Yes, it is familiar.
Plus also there's no bloody footprints other than those from the Gaki.
I see. This is definitely going to take us a while.
Some time, yes.
So, any inputs from you, Shosuro-san?
I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Have another drink.
Maybe in a bit. Like, I am literally the one person here that's kind of
queasy about everything.
Huh. This must really be getting to him. I've never seen him refuse a drink.
That is way too true. So, we're looking here. With the fact that it appears that he was drawn and quartered while sitting here with a foot on his chest, it makes for an interesting dilemma. Because whoever came here came through a portal, did the drawing and quartering, and left through a portal.
I have a bit of a question.
Yes?
How was he quartered if... I mean, did the creature have multiple arms? Like four arms?
He was quartered individually. Because his one arm's over in that corner, points to the west side, one arm's over in that corner, points to the east side, One's over there, the southwest, or one leg's over there, pointing to the southwest, and one leg's over there, pointing to the southeast. It's not a full drawn quartering. Is it more of a...
ripping apart.
By limb by limb.
What I find... isn't that mostly a unicorn punishment?
Yes. And as we know that the Maho Sakai that were doing some of the work here were unicorn, it fits. So whatever they summoned. So now we have to figure out what it was that they summoned.
Right.
And the fact that they, when we confronted them, they had stated that they were not successful.
Right.
This looks like it was successful.
Well, they said they weren't successful in piercing all the way through. So.
And it had unexpected results.
And I only assume they were aiming for Jigoku. And I guess the spear or whatever form of Maho they were using to pierce through the many veils between the realms happened to have just stopped at Jigoku.
Don't you mean Gakido?
Gakido. Yes, Gakido.
It is understandable. You are not quite up for this task.
No, I'm definitely not a Kitsuki nor Kuni.
You hear a rap at the edge of the Shoji screen door. And as you turn around, you see blue and white kimono and the white hair of a doji.
Do a respectful bow.
They give a slightly deeper bow. And it is Doji Fuma at That's the door.
Doji Fuma.
Have you ascertained anything from the body of my retainer?
We have ascertained this little.
Would you like the brutal truth or the gentle half-truth?
I was married into the crane. I've got a bit of a stronger stomach than most.
Still, would you like the brutal truth? If so, I'll say it. If you want a gentle, he'll say it. Looking over at Sojibo.
He looks at Katsuki. I'll take the middle ground.
The middle ground, all right. Your retainer was held against the wall here and ripped apart. Probably from something not of this realm.
No, probably about it. Definitely something not of this realm.
That is the brutal truth, Kuni-san. Yeah. He wanted the middle ground.
And what can I do to assist you?
Well, first off, I would like to check, and I will gesture to Kuni.
Kuni-guru pulls off of Marana's neck a finger of jade. Take it in your hand for a second, please.
Doji Fuma extends his hand and holds on to the finger of jade. Releases, and the jade has changed not at all.
I suspected as much. I just had to. When we are the special investigators for the Emerald Champion for any form of heresy or some spiritual unrest.
We specialize in situations such as this.
Now, the acting jade magistrates, for lack of a better term.
If they were still active, yes.
There needs to be a new jade magistrate, or jade champion.
I agree for that.
But that is not what we are discussing. Later we can confer with Doji Satori and Sawa Karasu.
But yes, as Katsuki-san was saying, your man was held against the wall and ripped apart by a being not of the Empire.
Well,
if you are to solve this, I would be very grateful. It would do a lot for the families of Daidoji Mao, San, and Katsu. I could write a letter to my clansmen, the Emerald Champion, to recommend the Jade Magistrates be reinstated, and you foremost among them.
Yes, I sadly doubt, unless you happen to be of the Elemental Council, I sincerely have, not to demean your station, but I doubt that a letter could reach that high. In fact, that we... Yes, I mean, unless this guy is of the Elemental Council.
Not that I think the effort would be wasted, but it might not be as effective.
I am sure Asawa Senpai has voiced his concern to the Elemental Council and Doji Ue. I don't even know what the... Would it be Sama or Ue for the Emerald Chain?
Sama would still work.
Yeah, I could...
As Katsuki-san has said, it may not be effective, but it would definitely be looked upon appreciably by us. Our intent is to find who and or what did this and take care of it. If I had more of my brothers around, it'd be easier, but to bring Morikuni up this way is not going to be very easy or very time effective.
And just before a scene wipe, because I think we're getting due to that, where, however, do you know where the stables are?
Well, we came in on pony, so yes, the stables are in the very south end of the city.
Yeah, turn to Kuni-san then. If you had more of your brothers here, the castle would be in flames. Say that softly to him.
Kunigru chuckles a little at that.
And pretty much check all the horses, especially the larger unicorn ones that are they still there?
Well, the stables are near that same market that you had gone through before and near the burned down inn. There are 4 horses and there are quite a number of ponies.
4 unicorn horses?
Yes.
Yeah. When you say horses, that means they're unicorn.
Ah.
Ponies are everyone else.
Okay.
Yes.
The horses will be getting the jade treatment.
Careful, those are quite large animals.
This is Kunigaru you're talking about.
Let's see. There is no animal handling.
It's survival.
Yeah. So, survival.
And I'm going to give you another white die because I'm assisting.
I am at the door of the stable.
This is going to be TN3.
Ooh. I'll keep that exploding. I'll keep that regular. I'll keep that exploding with the strife.
Well, okay.
Because I can. Okay, I want some strife right now.
I'll That's fine.
Take my strife. So, the reroll the exploding. I'll keep the success with strife. And the exploding with strife.
Blank. Okay.
Only four.
Only four successes?
Yeah, only four successes. Two strife.
Alright, so the horses, although seeming pretty wild, aren't unnerving to you whatsoever, as it might be for some. So your calm demeanor does help calm them. You're able to get up fairly close to them and actually touch them on the neck with the jade without getting nipped. And there is no reaction from the horses.
Good. Now let you take a look at the tack.
Pretty standard bridles, and the saddles are, you know, very clearly unicorn design. There are saddlebags that are in the stable area, but not on, and none of this is on the horses. They're stabled.
Start going through the saddlebags that are obviously for the unicorn horses.
Yeah, I'm going to have, just as you're going through, I'm going to have you do a quick roll here.
While you're looking at that, Cooney looks over at Sojibo and says, keep an eye out for that last unicorn.
I know, I'm quite surprised the horse, his horse at least, is to here.
Yes.
I'm going to have you do a skullduggery, and it's going to be water roll. TN2.
Can I assist him?
If you're assisting, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping an eye out for...
Let's see, we'll keep that exploding success with the strife. We'll keep the success with the strife. We'll re-roll exploding success to an exploding success.
Kaboom, ba-boom.
We'll re-roll the exploding success to an advantage.
What do you want to do with the opportunity?
I'm not sure if I can do this, but with that opportunity, I find any hidden areas.
And that's why you were doing skullduggery to begin with.
Okay, then I think I'll use it to remove a strife.
You're in water roll. It's a water roll, so you can remove two.
Okay, so I will remove two strife.
Or at least counter two strife.
Yeah, I counter the two strife that would have gotten from this roll.
Alright. You do find a couple hidden pockets within them. Some of the pockets are empty, but you find some silk pouches inside. And within the silk pouch is a red stone. You remember there being a red stone in the hilt of the finished swords. The swords that are now missing.
Kuniguru mutters under his breath something about goddamn Mahusukai.
I'm surprised he's muttering it.
He doesn't want to cause a riot in the streets.
Again.
Hey, he did not say anything about Mahusukai in the inn, because we had to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it in the castle. At the gate. So, he pulls up the pouch using his jete, and we use that to open it up, because being Mahu, he doesn't want to touch much. And he's like, well, find another hilt stone.
Look over. Well, on the right track.
Yes. It is the unicorn that are doing this.
Or at least a part of this, yes.
Well, what we're seeing here is the unicorn.
Agreed.
Or part of the unicorn. They were Moto, right?
Shinjo.
Or Shinjo.
The ones you've seen have been Shinjos.
Okay. So at least parts of the Shinjo are in league with the Mahuzukai. I do not believe the whole family of Shinjo or the whole unicorn clan are.
Most likely not.
Yes. Is there any other distinguishing marks? That's what I should use my advantage on.
I'm going to make you actually roll a culture. And it's going to be an air roll.
You want me to roll this?
Yeah. I mentioned it to Kitsuke-san.
This is a TN2.
And does Kitsuki method apply?
It's part of your investigation.
Okay, so keep that explode with the strife. Keep that opportunity. Keep that opportunity. Add an opportunity. Reroll the explosion. That's an explosion with another strife. And reroll that. Up. That's a success with the strife.
So you recognize some of the Mon markings, and on three of the saddlebags there's the Mon of the Shinjo, but on the fourth is Moto.
The fourth was a Moto.
And with your precise memory, you also remember that the bodies that have been burned up in the inn were all Shinjo.
Okay, you spending two opportunity to find a detail about this particular Moto that would help us identify him, and using the third opportunity to remove a strife.
Probably he can tell the... He knows the family's Moto, but maybe the personal... It's a bit of a personal chop on there.
So, you notice personal Mon, and it has a unicorn. It's actually a bearded unicorn. It's actually a bearded unicorn with three braids coming down and then together.
Okay. I've found his personal Mon.
Can I roll... God, what would it be? Culture? I believe it would be culture.
What are you trying to do?
Determine whether or not I recognize the Mon. Like, who is it from? I know it's going to be pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I haven't made a roll yet, so I might as well do it.
You can either theorize it or analyze it. Or no, you'd be recalling.
Yeah, recalling.
Yes. So it's going to be an Earth culture, and this is going to be a TN4.
Wouldn't expect anything less. I think I made it.
Let's see. Three explosions.
You need more dice?
I got dice.
He's got dice for days.
Did you buy a second pack?
Yes. I'm not going to keep that fifth success, so... So yeah, that's four successes and an opportunity. With four strife, though.
You actually have met the person before quite a long time ago when you were traveling about as an Emerald Magistrate. You recall that it belongs to one Moto Batu.
Moto Batu? Haven't heard that name in maybe 5-6 years.
You recall that he's somewhat heavy set, or appears heavy set. It's all muscle, and has before had three braids that were then braided into one.
Hashtag beard goals.
I think I should describe to Sojabo the description that the innkeep gave to me of the last unicorn.
The last unicorn.
Because, yeah, the innkeep had described him as being a bit heavier set, had three braided beards. So I'll give this description. Is that him?
From what I recall, yes. But as I said, I haven't seen him in 5-6 years.
Do you have any opportunities?
I have one opportunity that I haven't used yet.
All right. I can give you... you can give a piece of detail about him that you can make up if you would like for that. Make him a little bit easier to identify or deal with later.
I say the reason why I remember him is that we both share a love of alcohol.
All right, sounds good. I like it.
So we'll find him in the sake house.
Which we burned down.
No.
That was the inn.
Oh, the inn and the sake house are separate?
Yes.
Sweet.
You would have cried too much if we burned down the sake house.
Okay. Yes, I will quickly run to the sake house at this point and see if and talk to the matron or master of the house.
All right, so you travel through town and you find the sake house. It's known as the Dancing Koi.
You'll find me at the Inn of the Dancing Koi. Sorry. I almost thought you were going to say pony. I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Maybe the Prancing Pony, not the Dancing Pony.
I know.
So as he's running through town, Kuniguru will follow him. Any more refined pace?
Yeah.
Long strides.
And I'm probably doing a little bit less refined just to keep up with Kuni-san.
If you were pushing it, I'd make you roll fitness, but...
No, I'm not pushing it.
No. At the Dancing Koi... You go in, and there is a very, very aged keeper, shopkeep there.
Welcome. Have yourself a seat, and I'll be right with you.
I will look around the inn for a seat. Also, looking for any... I don't know, interesting people there.
I wish there was a simple one for looking at people.
Culture. It's like that's the only thing I can... Or courtesy.
So you can do culture or courtesy, air roll, TN2.
Yeah, it's the same.
Bonus successes will get you more information.
All right. No, but I will use that opportunity. I'm going to keep the opportunity and use it to remove a strife.
As you look around, you can't really see the faces of anybody. They almost all have their backs to the door, or their heads are down, or they're in shade. So you don't really see anybody of interest. There's several open tables, there's a table near the back, a table near the front, and a table in the middle.
Huh. Front.
We have several very fine sake and shochu that you could partake. Some from the village of the dry wheat.
He's had that.
Yes.
Sorry, sir. I should have greeted you when you entered. Welcome. Have yourself a seat.
take a quick look inside. Nod.
Quite busy. Welcome. Have yourself a seat. I'll be right with you. I've got a few samurai that have entered before you.
It is all right. I was seeing if I knew anyone here. Good day, sir. And then I'm going around to the back door.
Yeah. Kuniguru is actually going to the back table.
The reason why I was looking for somebody is I wanted to look for, like, one of those people, that old... someone who would watch. Because everybody knows that samurai don't notice peasants, but peasants surely notice samurai.
Yes, so you're looking for a meek informant?
Yeah.
And that is why I'm going around to the back door.
So, samurai, might I interest you in some plum sake? It is a very nice, sweet one. But if dry is more your taste, I could find that in our stores as well.
I will go with the plum sake. And, have you seen a unicorn samurai, Moto, who has much longer beard than mine, braided and then braided together? Quite a large man.
Yes, he has been here the last several days. I believe he's normally comes in and sits in the corner over there.
He points to the corner adjacent to where Kuniguru has sat.
And not there, of course.
You see the back of a person sitting there, so it may or may not be him.
And as Kuniguru sits, he scans the room, looking for unicorn colors, or a large gentleman with a beard that has been braided, or recently clean-shaven gentlemen.
All right, go ahead, roll a either courtesy or culture air roll. TN2. Bonus successes get you more stuff.
Okay, this blank die. Or this blank die.
Blank die do you want?
I'll give them both.
Well, unfortunately, you sat facing the wall.
I knew there was something wrong here.
But there are some very nice knots in the wood.
Pull a knot out. I'll not have it.
This knot is coming undone. It's afraid not.
The owner comes over with a chilled bottle of sake for Yogo Sojibo. And then you can hear the front door shoji screen open.
Someone's in my seat.
And standing in the doorway is a man, rather large build, and a braided beard.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG. to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with Earth.